I didn't mean. You don't have to speak.
That's Conrad Sewell on Wild Coast Radio at 6:30 on a Monday morning. Changing. Martin Garrix was in there as well with Usher, Don't Look Down, and also The State of Blue. Well, The State of Blue at the moment is the colour of the ocean, and I'd say a little bit of red with the sunrise. But Greg's on the line with the compliments of the Okehampton Guesthouse to tell us all about the surfing conditions today. Greg, very good morning on this Monday.
Morning, Wayne. We've had a fantastic long weekend. Surf was firing. It was amazing. It was everything that the beginning of May promises, and delivered. So really happy with that. Of course, we're expecting a bit of weather this week. The bulk of it to me looks like it'll be Tuesday afternoon through Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. A cutoff low definitely going to be bringing some weather. But that will also bring some interesting swell. And, you know, either side of it, a bit of westerly wind. So we might get moments of magic in between it. But, yeah, let's see where that takes us. For this morning, we've got smallish surf. It has dropped a bit from the last day or two, sort of sitting at 2 to 4 feet. A little bit of a lump on it, northwesterly winds. We're going to see that settle through the low tide. We're also going to see the wind pick up out of the west into the afternoon a little bit. So I think that should clean up conditions and make some fun waves, especially out on the reef and point breaks through the later morning. So you can check Mahoon Reef, Canoobie Point, Queensbury Bay should all have some waves, and there should be a few fun smaller waves inside the beach breaks as well. Tides for today, we've got a low tide around 11 o'clock this morning. 5:15 this afternoon is your high tide. Water temperature, 1 degree above average, 19 degrees out on Bob. And for those interested in the World Surf League, the third event of the year is into finals day. Some exciting action. Really good surfing happening. So go to theworldsurfleague.com, follow it on YouTube. Amazing surfing happening. Mm-hmm. My picks for this are going to be Ethan Ewing winning the men. And I think the GOAT, the greatest of all time in women's surfing, Stephanie Gilmore. I've got her with a comeback this year. She's been battling, but I've got her taking the finals of the women. So let's see how that all pans out.
Right. Well, guess what Greg's been doing? Watching surfing on streaming. But Greg, thank you very much. Have a great, great day and enjoy the surf.
Perfect. Thanks, Wayne.
Cheers. That's Greg Emsley with today's Surf Report, brought to you with the compliments of the Okehampton Guesthouse.
The Okehampton is a 4-star graded bed and breakfast with 2 decades of service to the tourism industry and the multiple winner of the AA Accommodation Awards for the best B&B homestay in South Africa. The Okehampton is located in East London, 15 minutes from the airport, 5 minutes from the sea. The Okehampton, a place where you have a name, not a number. Contact us on 083-660-510 or visit our website at www.okehampton.co.za for corporate medium stay and weekend specials.
Moving on to see what's happening weather-wise around the province, and this is the information supplied by the SA Weather Service, and here we've got a lot of information to get through, starting with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings for today. A yellow level 2 warning, severe thunderstorms leading to localized damage to infrastructure, settlements, properties, vehicles, livelihood and livestock, as well as localized disruptions to municipalities and essential services over Chris Hani, Amatole, Walter Sisulu and the Blue Crane route. A yellow level 2 warning, disruptive rain leading to localized flooding of susceptible settlements or roads, low-lying areas and bridges, as well as